Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad de Madrid. Pruebas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Inglés. Certificado de nivel intermedio B2. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2020.
This test has 3 tasks. You will hear each task twice. Task 1. You will hear some extracts. For each extract, choose the heading that best matches the information you have heard. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are 2 headings you will not need. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the headings. Extract 0.
But I noticed that most of the food that I was giving my pigs was in fact fit for human consumption, and that I was only scratching the surface, and that right the way up the food supply chain, in supermarkets, greengrocers, bakers, in factories on farms, we were hemorrhaging out food. I'd been round the back, I'd seen bins full of food being locked and then trucked off to landfill sites, and I thought, surely there is something more sensible to do with food than waste it.
Extract number 1.
The job of uncovering the global food waste scandal started for me when I was 15 years old. I bought some pigs, I was living in Sussex, and I started to feed them in the most traditional and environmentally friendly way. I went to the local baker and took their stale bread. I went to the local greengrocer, and I went to a farmer who was throwing away potatoes because they were the wrong shape or size for supermarkets. This was great. My pigs turned that food waste into delicious pork. I sold that pork to my school friend's parents, and I made a good pocket money addition to my teenage allowance.
Extract number 2.
Eventually, I set about writing my book, really to demonstrate the extent of this problem on a global scale. What this shows is a nation-by-nation breakdown of the likely level of food waste in each country in the world. Unfortunately, empirical data, good stats, don't exist. And therefore, to prove my point, I first of all had to find some way of uncovering how much food was being wasted. So I took the food supply of every single country, and I compared it to what was actually likely to be being consumed in each country. That's based on diet intake surveys.
Extract number 3.
As a country gets richer, it invests more and more in getting more and more surplus into its shops and restaurants. And as you can see, most European and North American countries fall between 150 and 200% of the nutritional requirements of their population. So a country like America has twice as much food on its shop shelves and in its restaurants than is actually required to feed the American people. If you include not just the food that ends up in shops and restaurants, but also the food.
Extract number 4.
I then needed to demonstrate where that food ends up. Supermarkets are an easy place to start. This is what you can see more or less on every street corner in Britain, in Europe, in North America. It represents a colossal waste of food. But what I discovered whilst I was writing my book was that this very evident abundance of waste was actually the tip of the iceberg. When you start going up the supply chain, you find where the real food waste is happening on a gargantuan scale.
Extract number 5.
Go one step up and you get to farmers who throw away sometimes a third or even more of their harvest because of cosmetic standards. Potatoes that are cosmetically imperfect, all going for pigs. Parsnips that are too small for supermarket specifications. Tomatoes in Tenerife. Oranges in Florida. Bananas in Ecuador, where I visited last year. All being discarded. This is one day's waste from one banana plantation in Ecuador. All being discarded, perfectly edible, because they're the wrong shape or size.
Extract number 6.
Some food waste, as I said at the beginning, will inevitably arise. So the question is, what is the best thing to do with it? Humans answered that question 6,000 years ago. We domesticated pigs to turn food waste back into food. At the moment, Europe depends on importing millions of tons of soy from South America, where its production contributes to global warming, to deforestation, to biodiversity loss, to feed livestock here in Europe. At the same time, we throw away millions of tons of food waste, which we could and should be feeding them. If we did that and fed it to pigs, we would save that amount of carbon.
Extract number 7.
Feeding the 5,000 is an event I first organized in 2009. We fed 5,000 people, all on food that otherwise would have been wasted. It's a way of organizations coming together to celebrate food, to say the best thing to do with food is to eat and enjoy it and to stop wasting it. For the sake of our children, for the sake of all the other organisms that share our planet with us, we are a terrestrial animal and we depend on our land for food. At the moment, we are trashing our land to grow food that no one eats.
Now listen again. Extract number 1.
The job of uncovering the global food waste scandal started for me when I was 15 years old. I bought some pigs, I was living in Sussex, and I started to feed them in the most traditional and environmentally friendly way. I went to the local baker and took their stale bread. I went to the local greengrocer and I went to a farmer who was throwing away potatoes because they were the wrong shape or size for supermarkets. This was great. My pigs turned that food waste into delicious pork. I sold that pork to my school friend's parents, and I made a good pocket money addition to my teenage allowance.
Extract number 2.
Eventually, I set about writing my book, really to demonstrate the extent of this problem on a global scale. What this shows is a nation-by-nation breakdown of the likely level of food waste in each country in the world. Unfortunately, empirical data, good stats, don't exist. And therefore, to prove my point, I first of all had to find some way of uncovering how much food was being wasted. So I took the food supply of every single country, and I compared it to what was actually likely to be being consumed in each country. That's based on diet intake surveys.
Extract number 3.
As a country gets richer, it invests more and more in getting more and more surplus into its shops and restaurants. And as you can see, most European and North American countries fall between 150 and 200% of the nutritional requirements of their population. So a country like America has twice as much food on its shop shelves and in its restaurants than is actually required to feed the American people. If you include not just the food that ends up in shops and restaurants, but also the food...
Extract number 4.
I then needed to demonstrate where that food ends up. Supermarkets are an easy place to start. This is what you can see more or less on every street corner in Britain, in Europe, in North America. It represents a colossal waste of food. But what I discovered whilst I was writing my book was that this very evident abundance of waste was actually the tip of the iceberg. When you start going up the supply chain, you find where the real food waste is happening on a gargantuan scale.
Extract number 5.
Go one step up and you get to farmers who throw away sometimes a third or even more of their harvest because of cosmetic standards. Potatoes that are cosmetically imperfect, all going for pigs. Parsnips that are too small for supermarket specifications. Tomatoes in Tenerife, oranges in Florida, bananas in Ecuador, where I visited last year, all being discarded. This is one day's waste from one banana plantation in Ecuador. All being discarded, perfectly edible, because they're the wrong shape or size.
Extract number 6.
Some food waste, as I said at the beginning, will inevitably arise. So the question is, what is the best thing to do with it? Humans answered that question 6,000 years ago. We domesticated pigs to turn food waste back into food. At the moment, Europe depends on importing millions of tons of soy from South America, where its production contributes to global warming, to deforestation, to biodiversity loss, to feed livestock here in Europe. At the same time, we throw away millions of tons of food waste, which we could and should be feeding them. If we did that and fed it to pigs, we would save that amount of carbon.
Extract number 7.
Feeding the 5,000 is an event I first organized in 2009. We fed 5,000 people, all on food that otherwise would have been wasted. It's a way of organizations coming together to celebrate food, to say the best thing to do with food is to eat and enjoy it and to stop wasting it. For the sake of our children, for the sake of all the other organisms that share our planet with us, we are terrestrial animal and we depend on our land for food. At the moment, we are trashing our land to grow food that no one eats.
This is the end of task 1.